Day. I'm Carlene Nation. You are listening to Saga 960 AM Yesterday. Oh my goodness. What an incredible reaction I got to our show yesterday. We spoke online live yesterday to Jessica Yaniv, a trans woman previously known as Jonathan Yaniv. And Jessica Yaniv, we spoke to her.
I'm here.
Hi, Jessica. Hang on. We spoke to Jessica yesterday because she filed 15 human rights complaints against a number of businesses, 15 businesses, alleging that they refused to wax her male genital area. I got slammed on Twitter yesterday saying that I was way too easy on Jessica Yaniv because there are multiple layers to Jessica Yaniv. And Jessica, welcome again to Media Nation.
Yeah, no problem.
I got slammed as well,
so I was like, okay, I'm just going to phone back in and clarify some stuff here.
No, let's clarify a couple of things.
Sure.
That you wrote when you were Jonathan Yaniv under the name Jonathan. People are calling you multiple names. You wrote the following. How do I explain this without getting banned on this group? We have a lot of immigrants who gawk and judge and aren't exactly the cleanest people. They're also verbally and physically abusive. And that's not the main reason why I joined a girls' gym, because I don't want issues with these people. People are calling you racist online. They're calling you a predator for making statements online about little girls wanting to help little 12 and 13 year old girls to insert their tampons. What is going on with you?
Yeah, so I'll clarify them. Yes, I wrote the statement about immigrants. No, I did not write any of those statements in regards to all that other lovely stuff in regards to tampons and all that other crap.
You are denying that you made these statements about little girls on your previous pages, social media?
100%. This has been going on for quite some time where people basically take my photo. They're still doing it now. They take my photo. They make Twitter accounts, they make Facebook accounts and such, and then they go and they pretend that they're me.
This statement about immigrants is shocking. Why would
that
you make such a statement
that
saying, pardon?
That one I did indeed make.
Why did you make this statement? Let me read it again. It says, we have a lot of immigrants here who gawk and judge and aren't exactly the cleanest people. And interestingly, most of the salons that you've dragged through the human rights complaint process are immigrants. You've gone to a few of them who have never touched or serviced, provide services on a male genitalia. They've never waxed a male genitalia before. You have to do so very carefully. And you've dragged these women into the human rights process, which is going to cost a lot of them a lot of money. Quite a few women have just opted to just close their businesses.
To be fair, none of these businesses have actually paid a penny into legal proceedings. Because, first of all, the ones that have been sorted out in mediation have not had any lawyer with them. They've all sorted it out. And the other thing I just want to clarify as well is I have not gotten thousands upon thousands of dollars from people in mediation.
How much have you received?
The most was under $2,000, and I can't state the exact figure, but it was not even close.
You've received 2,000 so far? You've received 2,000 so far?
I can't say the exact amount because I'm under confidentiality, but I have not received thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars.
you seem to attract controversy in the most shocking way. A, in your interactions with Lindsay Shepherd, the free speech activist, you made references to her genitalia after she had her baby. And you, why would you be talking about a woman's? Hang on, Jessica. Why would you be talking about a woman's genitalia on social media? Why would you attack a woman's genitalia when she didn't attack your genitalia? What's going on?
She actually did. She actually went and posted a YouTube video on. Several months ago, I did not respond. I didn't do anything. But she has actually been attacking my genitalia for quite some time. So it doesn't, you know, it works both ways. It really works both ways.
Now, people have said that I went too easy on you. I am very sympathetic to trans women, and I'll state that again. People slammed me hard on this. I'm very sympathetic to trans people, trans women who can't find services. I believe this should not happen. But you sought out businesses that had never provided waxing services, had never done waxing, had no experience with it, especially on a male genitalia, and then dragged these women through the human rights complaint process, which is onerously expensive. Many of these women can't afford this. And people are calling you racist, especially in light of your earlier comments about immigrants.
Yes. You know, the one thing I want to clarify here is I never asked for, you see, by the GCCF consistently stating that I requested a manzillion and brozillion, they are technically, number one, they're misgendering me, and number two, they're being actually quite derogatory and quite sexist, because those are misogynist statements towards me. Because as they stated, I am female. I have never requested a manzillion or a brozillion, which those statements in itself are essentially clarifying the fact or stating the fact on their own accord that I'm male.
Well,
I never requested a manzillion.
Okay, Jessica, we are going to move on because we gave you plenty of time yesterday and we've got your comments about wanting services. I support that. But you should be apologizing to immigrant communities for that horrendous statement that you made about immigrant people not being the cleanest and talking derogatory towards immigrants. I mean, that's disgraceful.
But the thing is, I am not lying here. You know, there are subsectors.
You know what? Stop it. I'm not going to have it. Okay. Thank you so much, Jessica, for joining us. We're going to go to our next. We have a caller here. Who is our next caller, Miss Jyoti? We have someone online here, and then we're going to go to Jay Cameron. He's a constitutional lawyer with the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. So here's our next caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name's Dr. Alicia Hemmings.
Dr. Hemmings, tell me, what are your thoughts on this case?
Well, I'm extremely appalled. I feel very strongly that Jessica is, had it been one case, which actually I had spoken to Ms. I don't know if I'll say her last name correctly, OJ, about this, who had, given a, I don't want to be incorrect, but it, I believe advice regarding maybe one case.
So
the fact that this is so many cases, it just reeks of a litigious nature. I heard Jessica saying that she isn't getting any money. I think the point, though, is what is the motive? Well, the motive is to get a lot of money. Whether she has or has not gotten a lot of money is, frankly, quite irrelevant. And the fact, to me, that she is targeted primarily, I don't know all the cases, but it seems thus far, immigrant women, women of color, women who English might not be their first language, working class women is frankly egregious to me. I don't think this is going to be beneficial to the trans community, quite frankly.
No.
I think people are becoming appalled to be in any way associated with Jessica.
Yes, and clearly Jessica Yaniv is a controversial figure. I support, as I mentioned, people of all backgrounds, all gender backgrounds, going to places to find the services that they need. But I, as a black woman, I don't go into every salon. Not every salon is going to be able to deal with my particular needs. If I want a hairdo, they can't service me. Some salons can't service black hair. Some salons can't wax properly. I don't go to every salon. I don't expect every salon to be able to deal with my beauty needs. I strongly believe that Jessica Yaniv has some fiscal motives to this. But I thank you so much, Doctor, for your comments. Thank you for joining us today. If anybody has any comments to make on the Jessica Yaniv case, we have somebody else on hold. Please, thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking with?
It's Mel.
Hi, Mel. Thank you. What are your comments here?
I certainly appreciate human rights and the rights of transgender people. However, there's a limit to certain things. And in this case, I feel it's inappropriate to require somebody to touch somebody else's genitals.
Yes, I think that is a problem. That's just not just your average beauty service here. It's not your average beauty service. You have to handle that part of the body, the male genitalia, very carefully, like you would the woman, a woman's genitalia. And two, I'm concerned that if someone had used the wrong wax or the wax was too hot, Jessica Yaniv would have sued them for burning her.
Correct.
So what else are your thoughts?
There's a liability issue there for somebody that's not trained to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, I'm talking about the government sanctioning what, in my book, is sexual assault. When you require somebody to touch somebody else's genitals against their wishes, that's sexual assault.
I don't know if I would go that far, that it's sexual assault. It is trying to force someone, a woman who's never offered that type of service, has never handled the male genitalia in terms of waxing. I think it's a very dicey situation, but we are going to discuss the legalities of it with Jay Cameron, with the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms here in Canada. They represented a number of the women. I thank you, though, Mill, for calling us with your thoughts.
One more point.
Okay, quickly.
In this particular case, you've got to look at Jessica's total. She has a problem with boundary issues.
Mm-hmm.
She's made comments on social media in regards to underage girls and other situations.
So
that's the reason why I term this as, quote, sexual assault.
Well, Jessica just denied that she made some of these comments about underage girls, so I will set that aside. But thank you so much for calling us, Mel.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's Media Nation Saga 960 AM Radio. Call us to comment on the Jessica Yaniv case. The trans woman who dragged 15 businesses, small businesses, to the Human Rights Commission, claiming that they refused to wax her private genitalia area. I have to be so careful with this. We'll be right back. Call us 416-640-0200.
Once you've dealt with your morning routines, maybe got the kids off to school and generally taken care of all the morning rush, and it's afternoon and it's time to sit back and not relax. That's the time when you have the freedom of mind to think about the serious issues, and that is what you can do with the help of Midday Matters with your friendly host Darshan Maharaja, who brings you every weekday afternoon from 2 to 4 a collection of issues, some from the region of Peel, some from the GTA, and provincial and federal matters, and discusses what they mean and how they affect us in our lives. Join Darshan Maharaja on Midday Matters every weekday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon on Saga 960 AM and get updated.
For 25 years, restaurants in the Pump Hospitality Group have been creating memories, bringing people together in a fun atmosphere through amazing food and hospitality. Whether looking for that great neighborhood restaurant and bar experience at the Pump and Patios in Erin Mills, Clarkson, or Burlington, or if you're looking for something a little more refined through the Pump House Grill or Papa Giuseppe's in Port Credit, Pump restaurants have something for everyone. Check out our restaurants at www.pumphospitalitygroup.com. Great food, great friends, great times.
Hello people, this is Yasir Desai and I'll see you guys at Bollywood Monster Mash.
First time in Canada, Yasir Desai, singer of Nina Nebandi and Polo Lutke. First time in Canada, Nikita Gandhi, singer of Rapta and Kafirana, at the largest South Asian festival in Canada, Bollywood Monster Mashup. July 19 and 20, Mississauga Celebration Square, Monster Food Fest. Yasir Desai, Nikita Gandhi, free concert July 19 and 20. To meet the stars, enter Bollywood Monster at BollywoodMonsterMashup.com.
You're listening to News Talk Saga 960, also streaming live on Saga960AM.ca.
Yes, everybody, thank you so much for joining us on Saga 960 AM this wonderful afternoon. We're talking on a firestorm of a topic. We are discussing trans woman Jessica Yaniv, who has filed 15 human rights complaints against small businesses who she alleges when she entered their salons that they did not want to wax her male genitalia. And so she's filed this human rights complaint. But there are multiple layers to Jessica Yaniv, many troubling layers. She's being accused of being a racist for making derogatory comments about immigrants. And ironically, interesting, many of the small businesses she's now dragging through the human rights complaints process are small immigrant businesses. Is there some racism to that? In a hearing yesterday in BC Human Rights Tribunal, Jessica Yaniv compared one of the business owners to a neo-Nazi. A neo-Nazi. What is that? What is going on with this person, Yaniv? Our next guest is Jay Cameron. Jay Cameron is a constitutional lawyer with the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms here in Canada. The JCCF has been representing a number of women, small business owners, in this whole human rights complaints process filed by Yaniv. Welcome, Jay Cameron.
Thanks very much, Carlene. Thanks for having me.
Jay, give us some sense as to how stressful things have been for these businesses. If you're a small business owner and you're told you're going through the human rights complaints process, you're now terrified.
It's important to note that these women work out of their homes. The complaints are all against women who work out of their homes, at least the complaints that I'm handling. And, the complaints against them were a big shock for them. They were minding their own business. They're not seeking a controversy with anybody. They don't hate anybody. They're just simply trying to help provide for their families. and help out with expenses. And so the impact on some of them, especially some of them, has been very severe. You know, a lot of sleeplessness, a lot of depression, a lot of fear, anxiety, because you have this tribunal process hanging over you. It's public. Your name is going to be public. And it's scary for them. And so, you know, it's had a ripple effect on their personal lives. Some of them have closed their businesses. Some of them have had marital difficulties. Some of them have, you know, had enormous weight gain and depression and sleeplessness and on medication. And this is all in the evidence. They have given their testimony. The evidence is all in. And that's what they had to say about it.
Given that Jessica Yaniv filed 15 human rights complaints against these small business owners, these small salon owners, as you mentioned, many are offering these salon services inside their homes. Given that many of them have dealt mostly with women, is it fair for a human rights process to force salon owners in some instances because of religious reasons or cultural reasons have never offered services on a men, on a male body, have never waxed a male genitalia. Is it fair to force them to offer that type of service when they've never done it before?
Yeah, that's the key question that's going to be adjudicated. But yes, you're right. These women, they don't have the training to do this. They aren't comfortable doing it, whether either for personal safety reasons or religious or cultural reasons. And so this case calls all of those, these cases call all of those factors into consideration. And it would be, our position is that it would be an act of tremendous oppression, unheard of in Canadian law, for the government to require women who do not provide waxing services for biological male genitals to provide that service against their will, and then punish them if they refuse, simply because the customer identifies or expresses as female. That's nothing like that has ever happened in Canada before, and so it would be beyond the bottom of the rabbit hole.
Beyond the bottom would be correct. We have a situation here. It's not really funny. We have a situation here. I can't believe that there are no places in BC, in Vancouver area, that does not offer this specific service for trans women. If a trans woman wants waxing, there must be places where trans women can go. As I mentioned, as a black woman, I cannot walk into every salon to expect them to do my hair. I go to certain salons who I know can offer the service that would work for me and my hair type. So are we expecting everybody now, certainly in the case of Jessica Yaniv, is she expecting everybody to offer this type of service if you are a salon owner? I think that would be unfair.
Well, it would be unfair, and it would be unlawful as well, as far as we're concerned. But you raise a good point. They don't do the service. They don't provide the service, and so the complaint against them is really, it's not about gender identity or gender expression. It's not about discrimination. It's that they don't provide the service, and they should not be compelled to provide the service or punished for not providing it.
I am deeply concerned about the Human Rights Commission process here in Canada. It seems people have referred to it as kangaroo courts, referred to it as attacking private citizens, targeting small businesses, holding them fiscally hostage, if you will, to a process where once you're caught up in the process, now it's going to cost you thousands of dollars to pay legal fees. You are automatically assumed to be guilty from the get-go.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm before the tribunal currently, so I can't comment much about that. But I will say this, that having a complaint against you in our very sensitive social climate on all of these issues, in some ways, is worse than having a criminal charge. Because it's one thing to be accused of being a shoplifter, and, you know, the news doesn't take any notice of that. But if you were accused of being a bigot, if you were accused of being a transphobic person, that is, there's a significant social stigma to that. And the state does not appoint lawyers for these women. One of our clients went to 26 different lawyers before she found the Justice Center, and we began to represent her. And, you know, there's a cost. There's a monetary cost to obtaining a lawyer, but then there's the fact that a lot of these lawyers don't want to touch these types of cases. And so it's a very scary process, and you're right. The complaint itself, in some ways, is like a conviction in some of these circumstances, and it's very debilitating, and the accusation is something that some people never recover from. And so that's, you know, that's the fear of some of my clients.
It's a very, very vicious process. I, as a reporter, I covered cases where a Burlington business owner told a man he couldn't smoke inside his restaurant. You couldn't smoke a marijuana cigarette inside your restaurant. And then that bar owner was dragged through the courts, paid thousands of dollars in legal fees, and now nobody's allowed to smoke in any restaurants or bars. And that man paid thousands of dollars to the Human Rights Commission process just to defend himself. So I do have a problem with it, and I realize there are constraints in what you can comment on, given that you are involved in the process. So, Jay Cameron, what happens now with these cases with Jessica Yaniv? Jessica Yaniv is defending herself. She doesn't seem to have a lawyer. I guess she's represented by the Human Rights Commission lawyer. Is that how that works?
No, Yaniv is self-represented and is the individual who filed the complaints initially. And so I'm defending my clients, of course. But what happens now is that there's been a timeline set for written submissions. And I think that my clients have 6 weeks from a couple days ago to provide responses. First, the complainant is going to provide their reasons as to why they believe they are correct. And then my clients will have an opportunity to go. And then at some point after that, the tribunal will render a decision.
In one of the cases, I understand Yaniv withdrew her complaint against one of the salon owners?
Actually, the Justice Center represented two women, both of whom worked out of their homes. And in the early stages of this whole saga, and those complaints against those two women were withdrawn by the complainant. So, and then there was another complaint against another salon as well that was withdrawn. So, you can read about those decisions on the BC Human Rights Tribunal's website. And in fact, costs were ordered in the third instance for the filing of a complaint, which, again, is a very serious thing to file a complaint at the Human Rights Tribunal against somebody.
Yes, yes.
You can read about what happened there, but there were costs ordered against Yaniv in that circumstance for filing and then withdrawing a complaint.
I see. I thank you so much, Jay Cameron. Before you leave, just explain to us a little bit about the work and the mandate of the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. I didn't know anything about your organization until this case emerged. So tell us what you do.
Sure. So the Justice Center is a nonpartisan, non-religious, non-governmental organization that has a not-for-profit status. And we protect constitutional rights across the country, and we help educate people about the Constitution across the country. And so our work is from coast to coast, and we've been involved in a number of very significant wedge issues, big constitutional cases across the country, and we exist entirely on donations. So the ladies who we represent do not have to pay for my legal services and the services of our staff. And that's a great thing for them because, you know, a lot of them can't afford it, right? They've had to shutter their businesses and they've lost their income. And if they didn't have somebody to help them out, they'd be facing a confusing process all by themselves.
I thank you so much for your good work. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if anybody wants to contact the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, your information is, what is the website?
www.jccf.ca.
Thank you so much, Jay Cameron, constitutional lawyer with the Justice Center for Constitutional Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Carlin.
We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call if you've got some thoughts about Jessica Yaniv, the controversial trans woman who is dragging these businesses through the human rights complaints process. That is her right to do. But there are so many layers to this controversial person, certainly online references, etc., etc. She is not well liked in some circles. Anyway, if you have got comments about Jessica Yaniv, give us a call, 416-640-0200. We'll be right back.
This is David Wojcik, the host of Your Business. On Friday mornings at 11, we focus on current business issues and how they affect entrepreneurs just like you. When the rules change, we're here to help you understand how it impacts you and your bottom line. Expert guests help you navigate marketing to motivating employees, reduce taxes, and boost profits. Listen to the entrepreneurs who have made it in the real world and have the scars to prove it. 1 hour will change how you run your business. Right here, Fridays at 11 a.m. on Saga 960.
Come get wrecked with us. Get Wrecked Events is hosting their 16th annual Get Wrecked Golf and Dinner event on Saturday, July 27th at Wooden Sticks Golf and Country Club. Over 150 people will take to the course for one of the best golf events of the summer. And each golfer gets a free pair of Adidas golf shoes valued at $160 when registering. Not to mention many other surprises such as meet and greet with the photographer of the number one bestseller book, Book of Bass, a Rush collectible book. All proceeds from this event go directly to cancer patients. This organization has no paid employees and no overhead costs, so all proceeds go to the families in need. At this event, Get Wrecked will support five families with many surprise gifts and items. You get to see where your dollars and support go. To support this event with donations or to participate in the July 27th golf event, go to www.getwrecked.org. It's one heck of a great time to get wrecked.
Hi, my name is Scott Medore, and I want to uncomplicate your relationship. Okay, I know, why stop there, right? Why not solve world peace? Okay, so, look, the truth is that relationships can be complicated, whether you're just dating, just married, celebrating your 20th wedding anniversary, or just hooking up. Most of us are in a relationship of some sort, right? So in my new show, It's Complicated, premiering July 3rd at 8 p.m. on Saga 960 AM, I'm going to try and help unravel the relationship conundrum. I've worked with hundreds of people from all walks of life to help their relationship situation, and can help you too. This show is meant to inspire people to live happier lives and ultimately have happier relationships. My show will be highly interactive, so whether you need a relationship overhaul completely or just a minor tweak, I definitely want to hear from you. It's Complicated is my show title, but it doesn't have to describe your relationship. Join me July 3rd at 8 p.m. on Saga 960 AM, and let's uncomplicate your relationship together.
If there's anything people hate more than lawyers, it's advertisements for lawyers, especially when they interrupt your music. By now, you've probably figured out you're right in the middle of one. For that, we at KPA Lawyers want to express our deepest sympathies. We'll make it up to you by ending this and helping you get back to your music. And don't even think about visiting us at kpalawyers.ca for a free consultation.
You're listening to News Talk Saga 960, also streaming live on saga960am.ca.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about Jessica Yaniv, formerly known as Jonathan Yaniv. And Jessica Yaniv is a trans woman who has caused, I can only describe it as a firestorm on Twitter yesterday. Jessica Yaniv's identity was protected through the human rights tribunal process. And I can see for good reason why Yaniv did not want her identity revealed, because her online presence is chock full of controversy. She's alleged to have made comments about little girls and wanting to help little girls to insert tampons. Yaniv says that's not true, but all over social media that is being tweeted and retweeted and retweeted time and time again. Yaniv was caught up in controversy with Lindsay Shepherd, attacking Lindsay Shepherd's genitalia in a very derogatory way. Who does that on Twitter? Talk about somebody else's genitalia. It makes absolutely no sense to me that you would engage in this process. Of course, Lindsay Shepherd, who is a free speech activist, she started pushing back against Yaniv, and Lindsay Shepherd was banned because she referred to Yaniv as a man. And Twitter banned her for that statement, which is absolutely incredible to me. Yes, I refer to Jessica Yaniv in the way she identifies herself, which is as a trans woman. I will give her that degree of respect. But then why would Yaniv be attacking a woman on Twitter and attacking her genitalia? She claims that Lindsay Shepherd attacked her. But really, why would you engage in attacks against a woman's genitalia? That seems absolutely bizarre. And then, of course, you have these racist statements that Jessica Yaniv admits that she made under her original name, which is Jonathan Yaniv. It says, how do I explain this without getting barred on this group? And she was on LinkedIn, I believe. We have a lot of immigrants who gawk and judge and aren't exactly the cleanest people. They're also verbally and physically abusive. That's one main reason why I joined a girls' gym, because I don't want issues with these people, nor do I want anything to do with them in any way, shape, or form. They lie about their S. They'll do anything to support their own kind and make things miserable for everyone else. Those immigrant women don't join these clubs because they have to be in gym clothes. So because they're not there and never will be, it's a safe space for me. I mean, and Yaniv admitted to making that statement about immigrants. This is racism. And Yaniv did not apologize. She was doubling down. I had to end that conversation right away. So if you have got comments about Jessica Yaniv, give us a call. As I stated yesterday when I spoke to Jessica, and I said this, and I mean this very, very seriously. I do think that Canadians, this is a different case. This is not your traditional situation where a trans woman necessarily is a trans woman is fighting for rights. This is a controversial figure who is a racist, who has made some sort of allegations or statements, alleged to have made statements online about little girls. A person who is attacking women, a freedom of speech activist about her genitalia. It is very hard to defend Jessica Yaniv and to defend her behavior. This is disgraceful. And yes, I agree with Jay Cameron. You should not be forced. You should not force rather, a local business is to offer a service when that's not necessarily the service that they do, and they don't do it well, and they don't have the products on hand to execute that service. Why would you want to go to someone who has never waxed a male genitalia? Why would you say to that person, you had better wax my male genitalia? Does that make any sense? I don't think so. I believe everybody should have access to services in a fair and responsible way. Yes, you shouldn't just be arbitrarily banned and barred from a salon. You shouldn't be arbitrarily told not that you can't come into our salon because we won't take care of you. I don't believe in any of that. But I don't think that is the case here. I think Jessica Yaniv sought out immigrant salon owners. Maybe those of religious backgrounds who don't offer services on men. And sought out these women, these specific immigrant women, because the intent was to punish them when they say, no, we don't offer the service. The intent is to punish them and drag them through the Human Rights Commission process. I don't know if you agree with me. Jessica wouldn't agree with that assessment, but that is my personal assessment, especially given what she had written under her original name, Jonathan Yaniv, spouting racism about immigrants, saying they're not the cleanest people. Who is this person? How can anybody defend Jessica Yaniv with all these multiple layers of controversy? How do we defend this person and this person's actions? It's every Canadian right to, if you feel aggrieved, you feel you were discriminated against, it's every person's right to file a human rights complaint. It's your right to do so, but you had better do so in a responsible way. I think there was some ulterior motives, if you will, by focusing on these small business owners who have never waxed a male genitalia before and is now being dragged through the human rights tribunal process and now being told, well, you know, you should wax male genitalia. Not everybody's going to do that. Not everybody's going to offer those services. And if I were a trans woman, I would seek out companies that offer that service. There's got to be services in BC, in Vancouver, in those areas where you can go. Granted, it's not widely accessible as it would be in Toronto, where trans women have access to multiple services. In fact, trans women have their own salons. And they offer waxing, they offer body sugaring, they offer all of these things, body shaving, whatever it is you want to do, they will do it for you. The question is, should people be forced to do that? That is the legal question hanging here. And that question is what is going to be adjudicated here at the BC Human Rights Commission process. And why would Jessica Yaniv accuse one of these salon owners, accuse them of being a neo-Nazi? Why would that word come up? Why would you accuse? There seems to be no boundaries in what Jessica Yaniv says and how she targets people. It's a problem. Hey, if you've got any thoughts on this, give us a call. We love your calls. The number 416-0200. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Calling all hockey fans. The Mississauga Steelheads are excited to announce a new and improved FlexPack program for the 2019-20 season. With a minimum of 6 tickets purchased, you'll save on walk-up prices and receive benefits, including reserve seating and flexibility to choose games around your schedule. Run out of tickets? No problem. Purchase additional seats at any time at the FlexPack rate. And that's not all. For every 10 Flex tickets purchased by July 31st, you'll get an additional ticket for free. For more information, visit MississaugaSteelheads.com or contact a Steelheads representative today at 905-502-7788.
Hello, friends. Myself, Raman Dua. I'm launching a dynamic new program, Real Estate Uncovered. Real or unreal? Let's discover the facts about real estate. Join me every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. here on Saga 960 AM. We'll bring interesting discussion about buying, selling, and investing. Real estate is one of the biggest purchases in your lifetime. You want to do it right. I'll share my experience in the industry, which will help you to understand it better. We'll bring many experts from various fields, banks, lawyers, and builders. Tune in to Real Estate Uncovered Tuesday at 11 a.m. I promise you, it will be your best investment you will make in radio.
Gavia Homeo Care has been a trusted provider of homeopathic care for over 20 years. Any age group, from children to old age, and from new diseases to the old ones, like allergy, asthma, arthritis, hair loss, skin disorders, headache and migraine, male and female health issues, digestive disorders and piles, mental health issues, heart problems, or for any acute or chronic diseases. Call 647-760-2779 or visit GaviaHomeocare.com for more information. Gavia Homeocare, healthy lifestyle starts here.
This interruption to your regularly scheduled program has been brought to you by Drinks on Us and News Talk, Saga 960 AM.
Drinks on Us talks coffee. In one sentence, give me the best cup of coffee. Go.
Strong. I need to be able to feel it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We chat about the wonders of barbecuing. Astronauts and people that live in apartments, both of them can't bring propane into their living area. Wine, spirits, and beer. Check, check, check.
Chocolate martinis. And we had little squares of aero bars in the bottom of them.
But we always aim to take the scenic route on any topic. What if the Toronto Blue Jays named their team the Toronto Beavers?
Even sure I have an answer to that.
Put down that Sunday morning paper or even that tablet because we have the news covered.
If you don't laugh, you're going to end up crying. So I think to try and bring a little levity to the news is the way to go.
Drinks on Us. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon on News Talk Saga 960 AM. Because we're happy to be the interruption to your regularly scheduled program.
Cheers.
If there's anything people hate more than lawyers, it's advertisements for lawyers, especially when they interrupt your music. By now, you've probably figured out you're right in the middle of one. For that, we at KPA Lawyers want to express our deepest sympathies. We'll make it up to you by ending this and helping you get back to your music. And don't even think about visiting us at kpalawyers.ca for a free consultation.
You're listening to News Talk Saga 960. Also streaming live on saga960am.ca.
Yes, welcome back. You're listening to Saga 960 AM Radio, and we're talking about this controversial person. Just about every aspect of her life is filled with controversy, and she seems to revel in it. And I'm talking, of course, about Jessica Yaniv, formerly known as Jonathan Yaniv. Jessica Yaniv is a trans woman. And I'm going to read here directly from the Post Millennial. If you want to get a lot of details on this case, you've got to check out the Post Millennial. Also, the National Post has done a few stories on Yaniv, but the Post Millennial has been front and center, highlighting all of the stories and all of the developments in the Jessica Yaniv case. So I'm reading here directly from the Post. It says, In 2018, Yaniv filed 16 human rights complaints with the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal, charging various waxing and aesthetic salon workers with transphobic discrimination for declining to provide waxing and other beautification services to her male genitals. Each of these salons or salon workers had specifically indicated they only provided intimate area services to female clients or had challenged Yaniv on her gender due to her then male name being used on social media and male presenting photograph. It is worth noting that Yaniv used male pronouns and her male name on her LinkedIn and various social media as of November 2018. So Yaniv has been going back and forth between Jonathan and Jessica, which is quite confusing. Of the 16 defendants, many are women of color with religious and or cultural backgrounds, which would have regulated or otherwise made it strictly uncomfortable to have close interaction with male genitals. However, and as discussed by the JCCF lawyer, John Carpe, who we spoke to yesterday, in late 2018, it is both professionally and personally legitimate for any female esthetician to limit their services to female genitalia, and on. So if you want more information, you can check out the stories on the Post Millennial newspaper, online publication, news organization online. I believe in giving Jessica Yaniv, we gave her a lot of time yesterday, over 15 minutes, where she talked about expecting to go into salons and getting services. She had indicated that it wasn't just all the male genitalia part, it was waxing her hands or waxing her legs. But certainly what has been the focus is that she expected these salon workers to wax the male genitalia area. It is unfair to go into all of these little salons that are in women's homes. I wouldn't go into a salon in somebody's house. I wouldn't. Why would you go into a salon in someone's home when they're not licensed in some instances and expect to get that kind of specific service? You are now targeting, to my mind, you are now targeting that business, perhaps to drag them through the human rights complaints process, because you know right off the bat that they won't do the service because they don't offer services for particularly to do with the male genitalia. I'm hopscotching over all these conversations here today. It is important for Canadians, as I say, to offer services to Canadians of all gender backgrounds. It's important to do that. It's good business. You don't deny someone a service necessarily, just arbitrarily, no. A wise business person would say, yes, you know, a lot of trans women want a specific service. I am going to offer that service. And that's a good thing to do. But hunting down these small business owners and forcing them, saying, well, you must offer this type of service, I think you are now targeting them rather unfairly. And that's what we're accusing Jessica Yaniv of doing, purposefully targeting businesses who don't offer the service that she needs. These women do not wax male genitalia. They offer no services for male body parts. So for trans women, why would you go there? Why would you go to that person and saying, well, you must offer this service? I wouldn't go into any salon and say, can you do my hair? As a black woman, I'm going to expect everybody to do black hair. That doesn't make any sense. I go to the salons that offer the specific service that I require. And I don't waste my time on salons that don't offer the services that I need. I think for the trans women community, it is time to mobilize and for them to launch initiatives to work with these esthetician schools, work with these esthetician schools, work with the young estheticians coming up, teach them how to do body sugaring, body waxing on some of the private parts, if you will, for male and female private parts. So I think that's a better initiative. And I think there are a lot of business opportunities there. Certainly a lot of business opportunities for some smart business person to offer services for the trans women community and trans men community. Well, for all Canadians, offer services, broaden your businesses to offer services. As for Jessica Yaniv, I would say to Jessica, stop being a racist and stop being so controversial. Stop with all the craziness and don't attack women on social media and attack them and make references to their genitalia. Stop it. Don't do it. It's Carly Nation, Media Nation. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back again next week.